Welcome back to AJ Unfiltered, the podcast where we explore life's most confusing institutions, like IKEA. Today's episode is dedicated to the Swedish Wonderland, where you can buy a couch, eat a meatball, and question your special reasoning skills all in one trip. Let's talk layout. IKEA isn't a store. It's a labyrinth designed by a mischievous Nordic architect who wanted to test your willpower. You enter with confidence, and 5 minutes later, you're deep in the lighting section, clutching a lamp named Farglampa, and wondering how you got there. There are arrows on the floor, but they don't lead you out. They lead you deeper. It's like a video game level where the final boss is a 12-drawer dresser. IKEA furniture names sound like spells from a Scandinavian wizard school. Kallax, probably a bookshelf, possibly a Viking shield. Snigler, a crib or a snail. Pong, a chair that looks like it's judging you. I don't know who's naming these things, but I want their job. Just me in a room going, this lamp feels like a blorg. You get home, open the box, and realize you entered the Flat Pack Olympics. 47 pieces, one Allen wrench. No words, just diagrams that look like IKEA Pictionary. You start off optimistic. By hour two, you're bargaining with the furniture. If you just became a chair, I'll never complain again. And then there's the cafeteria. IKEA food is weirdly good. Swedish meatballs, elite. Lingonberry juice, suspicious but refreshing. That cinnamon bun, worth the emotional toll of building a mom dresser. You sit there, surrounded by strangers and carts full of scub bins, and think, this is a peak civilization. Here's my take. IKEA is a lifestyle. It's not just furniture. It's a test of patience, a celebration of design, and a place where you can buy a lamp and salmon fillet in the same trip. It's chaotic. It's brilliant. It's deeply Swedish, and I love it. Thanks for wandering the IKEA maze with me, AJ Unfiltered. If this episode made you laugh, crave meatballs, or reconsider your storage solutions, share it with your fellow flat pack warriors. Until next time, stay curious, stay caffeinated, and stay unapologetically you.